Hi there. Editor Simon here. Just a quick reminder to check your local fire safety regulations before you start a fire in any space.
Hi folks, if you want to get in touch with us, offer us any ideas, please email us at stovestop.benandbren@gmail.com. You can find that address somewhere in the notes for the programme, I think. Cheers.
Good evening, Bren.
Hey Ben, how are you doing?
I'm doing fabulously. Enjoying an evening in Quetico Provincial Park in northwestern Ontario.
It's lovely, sun's just about to go down.
And we're going to do a stove off.
Oh, fantastic. Which stoves?
Looks like we have in front of me both the Stolo stove and this pot looks like the Trancher.
Oh, the lovely Trancher. I haven't seen this for a while.
No, I believe you gifted that to us some years ago.
Yeah.
A nice safe stove for young people.
I think so.
Very little can go wrong with it.
Yep, I think so.
And I believe we're going to see which one at maximal fuel...
Mm-hmm.
Can bring to a boil 500 cc's of water.
Yeah, yes.
So we have prepped some wood for the Stolo stove. Should be about the right size and shape.
Yep.
Do you have a preference?
I was going to go for the Trancher, personally, if that's okay.
Okay,
but I don't mind.
Yeah, nice and simple. And then the question would be for me is it speed or ease that we think is important here? In a stove off.
I think if you're doing a stove off, it's just got to be against the clock. But faster time doesn't necessarily mean best stove. It just means first in the race in a stove off is all.
Okay.
But it doesn't mean it's the best stove. It just means it's the fastest.
Yeah. Okay. Any other thoughts about what we should be doing then?
Well, the Trancher is just the Trancher, so you just light it up and let it go. You've got a choice of two speeds on the Trancher. You either use it full blast or with a simmering, so I guess you're going to use it full blast and that's it, and there's nothing to do with it. You just set it up and watch it go. The Stolo stove, I think probably thickness of sticks and how fast you can feed them in and how dry they are, there's going to be lots of variable factors.
So
you've probably got a bit more stressful of a time, but then you've got more of an opportunity to make it quicker.
That's true.
And the Stolo stove is your own stove, isn't it, that you bought with your own money?
Is the stove I bought with my own money back in Oban, I think. We went past that camping store on a number
yeah,
of
that's
occasions.
Right. About a year ago, yeah?
About a year ago, yeah.
Boxes start to look a bit battered.
Well, it's had a lot of use. And I know that I quite like the fact that the stove itself will sit within my Stolo stove pot.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is really compact for... lightweight camp cooking. The rustling is the stove coming out of the box.
Okay, well, if you're getting your Stolo stove ready, I'll empty the Trancher out of its packaging as well.
Okay.
Not really windy today, which may be a slight disadvantage for the Trancher.
Okay. We have a nice kind of sandy, dusty area here at our campsite.
More dusty than sandy.
We're not worried about fire issues spreading. And you're pouring in what into that?
Meths or methylated spirits in the UK, and it's methyl hydrate and all sorts of other things in Canada. In fact, it took us a couple of goes to get the right stuff for this, didn't it?
Yeah, over here. I mustn't lose that bottle, so I'll take it back to...
That's just about the end of the bottle, too. So, quite often I would put a dot of water in with the fuel for a Trancher, because it makes it run a little bit less smoky, but I just want to boil water quickly with it, and I'm going to use the bigger pot, because it's got a slightly bigger floor surface. I don't know if it'll make any difference or not, but... I don't feel the Trancher is really a racing engine, so I'll try and get any advantage I can.
Well, certainly you're ready to go a fair bit sooner than I am, although we do have to get our 500 cc's of water into each of our pots.
Producer's got the water on hand. Producer Simon, can I have 500 cc's, please? I mean, can Ben have 500 cc's? Ben's got a scale marked on his solo pot, which is very handy for this kind of thing.
I think the smaller of the two pots in the Trancher have the mark.
Yeah.
But not the bigger of the two pots, which is an interesting, I suppose, if you're going for volume.
And the mark's not super accurate. Producer Simon's been very, very careful with the amounts here. Keeps slopping me extra bits of water in. That's got to be 500 now, surely.
Yeah. And I'm, considering this is a bit of a race, I'm trying to stack my Stolo stove with a fair bit of birch bark.
Mm-hmm. And your fuel is
Ontario Park chopped up kindling wood, made from
Ontario Parks,
which those of us in North America will know, at least in Canada, sometimes the park fuel is a little damp.
Yeah, I was wondering what you were going to say about that, given that we're recording.
Damp.
We've had some okay fuel from the park, and recent days we've had some unexpectedly disappointing fuel from the park, shall we say.
Okay. I'm going to just grab my lid. Wonderful solo stove pot lid, which has its handle that locks. And we're probably going to need two matchboxes.
Well, do you want to share a strip? Is that too crazy?
No, that's not too crazy.
That's quite dramatic. I like that.
Yeah, okay. So I need a match as well, though.
Damn, curse of Red Baron.
Okay, so.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
1, 2, 3.
There we go.
Oh, my match even went out.
I can't believe you're lighting your match off my Trangia stove that's lit. That just almost seems like cheating. Is it on? Yes, it's on. Always a bit tricky to tell if the Trangia is actually on or not. And there's nothing I can do. That's it. It's just going.
Well, I've got a nice, as predicted, a nice smoky... Oh, and you're learning from my positioning.
Yeah, I can see which way your smoke's going, so I'm turning my Trangia around so the vents are facing... the oncoming wind, but such as there is, I'm going to put my match in your solar stove because my Trangia can't burn it, but yours can. Yeah, I can hear a tiny little puttering sound from the Trangia, and that's it. Yeah, so the Trangia is like the most boring car you could take to a drag race meet, really, isn't it? There's no noise, there's no fuss. It's like going in a Volvo estate.
Well, it's also smoke-free, which is also helpful.
Yeah, if you want to go stealth camping somewhere you shouldn't be, the Trangia is pretty good.
Whereas I definitely have flames coming up out of the solo stove.
Slightly less smoke now as well.
I am not, although I do have one made, I'm not using my smoke screen windbreak that I made out of the very small and cheap cookie sheet. We do definitely have flame.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know if we have secondary flame, but...
And I kind of feel that out of the two of them, the solo... probably is going to be the quickest one if you're absolutely going for it.
Well, I'm going for it, and also all of the heat's coming up onto a relatively small surface area base of the solar stove pot.
Is that a blessing or a curse?
I don't know. Now, I have to admit that I'm getting some little piece of wood coming out from where I've placed them.
Yeah, it's looking, the sandy ground thing's looking good now because you have got burning bits of wood on the floor, and the whole of your actual pot is surrounded by flames. So it's all happening. I guess it's just about how high quality your wood is. I think if you did something like you bought a Jenga set out of a charity shop and chopped it to tiny sticks and burned that in the solar stove, you'd get a fantastic heat rate out of it, because I think that's a beech that's made out of. But pine, I'm assuming? Not quite as calorific.
Might be silver birch here. We certainly have a wonderful supply. I have to thank the editor and producer for a wonderful supply of sticks here. I'm not having to spend any time collecting. Just merely reach across the sandy dust.
Well, I think that may be part of the fun of having a wood-burning stove. If you're not pushed for time and it's not raining, it's just the collecting of sticks.
Yes.
We always liked that about the Kelly kettle. It was almost an excuse for going for a walk, collecting some sticks.
Yeah.
You know, it's good for getting reluctant kids out of the house and on their feet for a bit.
Yeah.
Well, it's hardly smoking at all now, the solo.
Now I've definitely stopped it and stoked it. And I have to admit that I am going adding on a fair bit of wood.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've just taken the lid off the Trangia and stuck my finger in. And I can count to about 6 or 7 before it's too hot. So I think is that 50, 55 centigrade? So this is the Trangia advantage, is that I get to drink G&T while it does its thing.
I can put my finger in for about 3 seconds. It's going to be a beautiful clear night tonight. Mm-hmm. Maybe a little bit of cloud coverage. We should see some stars in about 2 hours' time, 3 hours' time.
And I don't know if producer Simon actually started a stopwatch or anything when we started this, or whether we'll get the final times just by looking back at the recording.
Well, I do have some beautiful flame, and you're quite right now. Now it's come to heat. It's a little bit of smoke, but not a huge amount. I think it would be more smoky if I was using found wood.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than what essentially is store-bought wood to a certain degree.
Yep. Okay, I'm down to about 3 seconds and then it's out your fingers for the Trangia. So I think you're ahead, but maybe not as far ahead as I thought you'd be.
You can quite easily fill the solo stove with wood and then put that inside the solo stove pot and carry some dry stuff with you just to get stuff going.
That makes sense. We always did that with the Kelly kettle as well.
Yes. Oh, I think I'm hearing sounds of boiling. Is that mine or yours?
I think it's actually the Coleman stove in the distance that's being used to make our dinner.
I think, it's six of one, half dozen the other.
Yeah, mine's producing bubbles and I can. Can't put my finger in at all now.
As is mine.
Give them another half a minute each and see if we actually get any. Oh, I can hear the noise changing. This is going to sound very engineered if they come out at the same time. I don't think we can have that.
Well,
I have to say, you're still chucking wood into yours like a demon. You haven't stopped feeding it.
No.
Whereas I could have gone and put a tent up. I've done something else.
Yeah.
You have been constantly next to the solar. But it doesn't normally require that attention. It is just because you're trying to go for max blast. And max blast, you're good.
Do we want to take the lids off?
Yeah.
Give me a second here.
You ready?
Yeah. 3, 2, 1, lift. You're boiling, I'm not.
Well, you've got some bubbles. You've got some bubbles, but mine is an absolute rolling boil.
Yeah. Well, there we go. Tranger wins.
If you were making a cup of tea, we would have stopped half a minute ago. And half a minute before that, you were ahead. It's a tricky one. I'm very surprised. I'm very surprised the Tranger's the quicker of the two.
Well, I wonder, user error or user technique might be different. And there we go. I've got a rolling boil for sure.
Yeah. And as I said at the start, I would normally put a dot of water into that so I don't have quite as much cleaning up to do, which would have slowed it down slightly.
Well, there we go. We should make a cup of tea.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Well, thanks very much for the experiment. Tranger quicker.
Who'd have thought it?
I quite enjoyed the solo filled to the brim with wood.
It can really crack on when you try hard, can't it?
Yeah. It really can.
Yeah, two decent stoves. Cheers, Ben.
Cheers, Bren. Have a good night.
You too.